Dem Representative Jonathan Jackson, "We caused migrant surges by boycotting Venezuela, taking Cuba out of world economy." By Ian Hanchett on April 9, 2024. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's America Reports, Representative Jonathan Jackson, DEL, stated that the surges of migrants from Haiti, Cuba, and Venezuela are coming to the U.S. due to the poor economic conditions in those nations, and stated that America has taken Cuba out of the world economy and caused a surge of migration from Venezuela by doing boycotts on the country. Jackson said, "I think we have to look beyond Texas to figure out where the people are coming from. The economies in Haiti, in Cuba, in Venezuela are collapsing. So, there has been great migratory flight that's coming through the Pan-American corridor all the way to Mexico. So, I don't want people to pit the United States versus Mexico. These persons are fleeing countries. The question is, do we have an economic development plan for South and Central America, for our own neighborhoods? We have an ASEAN agreement, we have a NATO agreement. We have the European Union. What's the deal for the Americas so we can keep people at home? They're only coming because they have no other place to go." Co-host John Roberts then said that migrants are coming from all over the world and the door seems to be open to the world right now. Jackson then cut in to say, "Well, that's a problem." Roberts continued, "And the one thing the Biden administration doesn't seem to be doing in terms of approaching this, at the moment, is, this is not just migration. This is a big business run by some very nasty Mexican cartels." Jackson responded, "Well, and those nefarious characters should be singled out and they should be shut down. But, if you look at what's happened in Cuba, for example, and we have to deal with these case by case, Cuba, President Trump, when he was leaving out, put them on the terrorist watch list. No other country in the world has put Cuba on a terrorist watch list. We've taken them out of the world economy, if you will. They've had 500,000 people leave because the conditions are now unsustainable in their country. Look at what happened when we did boycotts on Venezuela. 7 million people have had to leave that country. Where did they go? Almost 4 million went to Brazil, and others have tried to make their way up here." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.